Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Holy cow, Bob. November is gone. Here we are, December, the last month of the year. We're going to be wrapping things up and looking forward to 2019. But still a lot of grilling to do between now and the end of the year. And I've got a couple parties that I'm going to be doing a little catering for between here and the end of the year. Doing a company Christmas party, smaller ones, that kind of stuff. But looking forward to that. Always a challenge, though, to cook in the cold. And so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, is some tips, techniques, and some ideas about what you might do if you're gonna have to get out the barbecue in the 20-degree weather. But I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, the smokiest show on the airwaves. We come to you on the fine station you're listening to, courtesy of their good taste. So we hope to make it worth your while.
It is a tasty season, yeah.
Don't forget to find our website at thegrillinguys.com. Great resource for you. It's a WordPress site, so there's all sorts of posts, and you can actually leave a remark, or, you know, if you want to tell us that, you know, we're idiots, you can do that on there.
Some do.
Some do. Yeah. More and more. Yeah. But at the top right side, you'll see a search bar, and just type in a keyword like jerky. This time of year, guys want to make jerky. I'm getting tons of questions on jerky.
Right.
And I'm still searching for Mrs. Deer right now, so I don't have any potential jerky hanging in my house yet. But great recipes like that that Jop and I have come up with over the years. Some we stole, some we created. And it's also a good resource for podcasting this show. Let's say you can't be here at the time your station's playing this show. You'll see a set of earmuffs at the top right. You click on that. We'll send this show for free. That's right, incredible value. We'll send it for free to your device, and you can hear our lovely voices wherever you're at.
Oh boy, it feels good to be carried along, right? Yeah.
You might even hear some cool jazz, right, if Brian's in the mood.
Yeah. So what'd you cook last week? Anything? Or you're getting ready to create a little indoor cooking space, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, like today when I get home, I will be ripping out the remaining little bit of my kitchen and leveling off the floors, and I'm going to count on your advice for some help on that. But Maureen's cousin's coming over in the morning, and he's got a cabinet shop in Farmington Hills. Mm-hmm. And your guys delivered my kitchen yesterday. I got them unwrapped. They're gorgeous. Standard kitchens is not standard at all. These people are...
We set the standard, right?
Fantastic to deal with. I'll tell you, the salesman Rob and Ada has been just a delight to work with. He's got the people coming out to put a template on Monday morning, and they're going to build us.
There's some pressure. You better get those cabinets in on Saturday and Sunday,
not,
then.
Not to worry.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to do your suggestion and go with the quartz.
Good.
And we're going to have a kitchen to die for. The appliances came from Garrett's.
Yeah.
And they've been equally fantastic to deal with. Of course, they're sponsors. And I hope you'll be a sponsor someday.
Well, sure. We're lined up, right? I know a guy, right? I know a guy.
But, and so right now at my house, my Silverback, my Grilla Silverback pellet grill has a nice brisket I picked up at Sobeys. My cousin Mike, or Maureen's cousin Mike Butler, is coming over, and he loves brisket.
Is this the one that's going to help you with the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
so
sure.
He's going to go home with a nice big full packer, minus what we ate.
Right, so... A half a pack, right? So you say that Gorilla pellet smoker. Let's talk a little bit about their effectiveness in this cold weather. That particular fuel type and that particular kind of grill.
That one in particular, good question. And they double skinned it, And I think most of the pellet grills now do have a double skin. So in the winter, they don't burn up the fuel like they used to. So it holds a temp real nice. I'll do that brisket with one load of pellets, which is about a half a bag. And
20-pound bag, so about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's a, what, that's a, you know, 12, 13-hour cook,
yep.
depending on what temperature you're cooking it at.
I do what it is. Yeah. I'm a slow, old-fashioned yep. guy. You
yep.
know that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Heavy on the slow.
Right. But so one of the things that it'll be a common theme today is the fact that when you get that grill out, you're putting it in an ambient temperature in the 20s, maybe, especially if you're doing your smoke overnight.
Right.
Right? Tip number one, don't smoke in your garage, okay?
Only weed. I right. mean cigarettes.
Right.
Cigars. Jeez.
Right. But don't smoke in the garage because you won't like the effect the next morning. That's not from experience. But what I have done is open the garage door and put the smoker a foot inside just to get out of the rain or get out of the snow. So you got a little bit of roof over you. But usually there's a breeze and it'll draft the smoke out of the garage rather than in. But that ambient temperature, wherever you are, most of the smokers, other than the Kamados, which are ceramic, most of them are made of metal. And as you know, metal draws cold real quickly and heat, but it zaps your efficiency out of your cooking unit. And you just have to plan for that, right? Most of the time when I'm doing barbecue now, I've learned over the course of years, is that this stuff will hold really well when it's done. We put it in a dry cooler,
right?
Right. Shut the lid. And when I say dry cooler, it's just any one of your coolers, but there's nothing in it. You wrap up the piece of meat once you've got it off the grill or the smoker, and you put it in there and shut the lid. 5, 6, 7 hours later, it's still holding temp. It's a big, heavy, dense piece of hotness yeah. that will still be hot.
Sounds like you.
Right. Yeah. Especially the dense part. But anyway, where I'm going with that is if you know you got your this gentleman coming over to your house to help you and you want to eat at 5 or 6,
right.
don't try to time your cook so it's done at 5 or 6 because you'll get jacked up with this cold weather. It'll slow things
that
down.
That is one of the best tips you could possibly give.
Right. So get it done. Plan it to be done at noon. And if it got done at 3, you can still put it in that dry cooler, hold it, and it'll be perfectly fine.
And you know as well as anyone, I used to be the guy that wanted to pull it right when we were supposed to serve.
Right.
Because I was trying to be the perfectionist. And several times we were a half hour late serving because I was stubborn and just wanted to serve it exactly when it came out. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a lesson you have to learn.
Right.
And parking it is actually an advantage,
right?
Which, again, kind of slow to learn for me sometimes. I looked at the clock and wanted to cut it up perfectly. No, you have something called a cooler, and if you get one of those igloo coolers that's a five-day cooler, it holds ice for 5 days,
right.
It holds heat for days and days. So
right.
you can take your big hot piece of protein and throw it in that cooler, shut the lid, and leave the lid shut. If it's in conditioned space like your house, you could have it in there 24 hours and you won't probably suffer a 20-degree loss in it. So if you pull
amazing.
It off at 195,
right.
it'll be at 170 a day later and you
right.
haven't been in the danger zone.
Right, never, because it's above the bacteria level, right,
yep.
at 145 the whole time. So that's probably the number one cold weather tip is give yourself some extra time.
Yeah.
Don't worry if you get done early. Put it in that dry cooler. Shut the lid. Don't look at it. Don't show your friends. Don't show your buddies, hey, check out
yeah,
my brisket, right.
right?
You're letting the heat out.
Right.
But open it up when you're ready to cut it and serve it, and you won't skip a beat.
You made me think of something really good. So in the next segment, let's dive further into that temperature thing.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys. It's hot in here. It might be cold outside. Stick with us. We'll be back.
My arm's getting sore because the